Welcome to a midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. This is Pastor Dennis, and this message is for Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. Since this coming Sunday is Valentine's Day, I want to focus today on the theme of a heart of love. And I want to share those wonderful words from 1 Corinthians about love, 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. I've always really liked the paraphrase, the message paraphrase of verses 4 through 8 in 1 Corinthians 13. And let me just share those words with you. This is Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of verses 4 through 8. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Have you ever experienced a problem and you think you know the source or the solution, only to find out you're focused on the wrong thing? A couple years after we moved into our house, some of the copper water pipes began to develop pinhole leaks at the soldered joints, fortunately just in the basement workroom. I thought the problem was a poor soldering job. We had to put in a water softener when we moved in, and one day I was talking to the guy who installed the water softener and was there to service it, and I mentioned the problem. He asked if I ever had the pH checked. Well, no, I hadn't. So I had it checked, and guess what? The water was too acidic, and it was eating away at those soldered joints. So we installed a pH system. No more leaks. I was focused on the wrong thing. I thought the problem was a poor soldering job. All the time I was grumbling that the plumber who installed these pipes didn't know what he was doing, it never occurred to me that it might be the water. Well, that's kind of what Paul is telling the Corinthians about spiritual gifts. They were focused on the wrong things. Some contention had developed in that church regarding spiritual gifts, and the Corinthians had turned it into a contest of sorts. Who had the greatest gifts? Whose were the most important? And it became divisive. So Paul told them all the gifts are important, and each person is important, but there's something which is even more important, something that is greater than all those gifts and will outlast them all. love. After explaining to them in 1 Corinthians 12 that God had created the church as one body with many members, each with a role to play within the body, he says he wants to show them a still more excellent way, the way of love. He then proceeds in Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 to show them this more excellent way. In those verses, Paul proceeds to tell them what Christian, Christ-like love looks like. In this passage, the Greek word translated as love is always the Greek agape, love which has as its goal the good of the other, a vicarious love which puts oneself in the place of the other. Paul isn't telling them to just be nice to each other. He's describing the very nature of God. God is patient. God is kind. God's kind of love never fails. This is the kind of love Jesus lived out and demonstrated in his own life and in going to the cross. Paul wants to show the Corinthians what Christ-like love looks like and how it is lived out. Like I said, I've always appreciated Eugene's paraphrase of verses 4 through 8 in the message. I think it helps expand our understanding of Paul's thoughts on love. So let's look at these verses and what they tell us about Christ-like love. In the New Revised Standard Version, we read first that love is patient. Peterson paraphrases it saying, love never gives up. To be patient suggests self-restraint, controlling our desire to rush in and fix another person. But at the same time, love doesn't give up on others. We're willing to allow God to work his work in the other person's life in God's timing and not our timing. Next, Paul says, love is kind. The message paraphrases that as, love cares for others more than for self. Love that is patient is demonstrated with genuine care and kindness towards the other. We all know people who test our patience. When confronted with those people, the Christ-like way is genuine caring and kindness. Next, Paul tells us what love is not. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. The message paraphrase says, love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others. Envy, boasting, arrogance, and being rude all demonstrate a self-asserting, self-centered spirit. One who exhibits Christ-like love is content with what he has, doesn't seek to draw attention to him or herself. They aren't full of themselves and aren't know-it-alls. Love, Paul says, does not insist on its own way, or as Peterson paraphrases that, isn't always me first. Love is not self-centered, it is other-centered. Love lives to give, not to get. Love is not irritable or resentful, Paul says. The message paraphrase says love doesn't fly off the handle. I think we all get a little irritable sometimes, maybe when we don't get our own way, but that means we're focused on ourselves and not on the other. Love doesn't fly off the handle. Love, Paul says, did not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. The message says love doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. While we might desire others to see the reality of the path they are on, Christ-like love doesn't take pleasure in the mistakes and the suffering of others. Again, love allows God to work in the life of the other in God's timing, not ours. I love that phrase that Peterson uses, that love doesn't revel when others grovel. And then love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Or as the message says, love puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Christ-like love demonstrates restraint and forbearance and a cross-bearing spirit. It doesn't blame others. It looks for the best in others. It looks beneath the surface. Christ-like love keeps hoping even when it seems there's no reason for hope, hoping beyond hope. This kind of love can endure all things because we have hope in the one who is our hope, Jesus. Finally, love never ends. Love never dies. The Greek literally translated says, love never falls down on its job. Real love is eternal, for it is the very essence of God. Like the Corinthians, sometimes we get focused on the wrong things, on ourselves, our preferences, our schedules. Sometimes we have blinders on and can only see what is important to ourselves. Paul is telling the Corinthians and us, if we get love right, all those other things that seem so important to us will seem trivial. All those issues we think are so important will work themselves out. The proof of God's presence in our lives, in our homes, in the church, is not in the gifts. It's not in having all the right theology. It's not in being politically correct. It's not in worshiping the right way. It's not in dressing the right way. It's not in getting my way. The proof of God's presence is love. Love that overlooks others' faults. Love that forgives. Love that allows space for each one to grow in love. Love that is given away because, like Christ, our first thought is always for the good of the other. The proof is love because God is love. The one thing that really matters is love, the kind of love that never ends. Would you pray with me? God of love, teach us to love as you have loved us. Amen. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday in worship. God bless.